It's a shame that this is the last hold loading that's ever going to be handed
down. You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
From Celebrity Lane, Jaden Forster. Good morning to you, Jade.
Hello, Jace. Good morning.
Hey, I want to get to a big story. Daughter of one of the world's biggest rock stars going to Tokyo for the Olympics. So I'll get to that shortly because I like this story. But in the meantime, I want to talk to you about, big twist in Harvey Weinstein's court case. What's going on here?
Yes, well, yesterday he lost his big bid to not be extradited from New York, where he's currently serving his big 23-year jail sentence, to go to California to face other charges, 11 counts of rape and sexual assault relating to 5 women over alleged incidents in Los Angeles. And as I said there, he's been fighting really sort of tooth and nail to stay in New York for some time now, claiming that he has a lesion in his left eye and a cataract in his right eye, and that he would need to stay there in New York for about 6 to 9 months for treatment for all of that, and therefore would not be fit to travel to California to face those particular charges. But yesterday it all came to a head when the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office actually ruled that no treatment can happen here in California, and that you, Harvey, will be standing trial, and all of this will happen within about 4 months' time. So all things going according to plan. If you get the calendar out, we're looking at by late November, possibly early December, we'll have an outcome regarding those 11 charges, and we'll find out whether Harvey Weinstein will spend more time behind bars.
When you say more time, Jaden, do you think you'll ever get out?
Oh, I don't think so. I think he'll probably end up dying in prison, to be honest with you. He's in his 70s now, and he's facing a 23-year sentence. So if there's any more time added on to that, then I would say that he'll probably be in jail for the rest of his life.
Extraordinary. All right, moving on. Big developments this week. Britney Spears, well, she's back in the spotlight. What's the story?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's sort of developments coming through day by day. You almost need a whiteboard, really, to map it all out. But earlier in the week, her manager, who's been with her throughout her whole career, a guy by the name of Larry Rudolph, he announced his resignation after he was apparently told that Britney's intention was to retire. And then following that, about 24 hours later, midweek, her court-appointed attorney, Sam Ingham III, resigned. Apparently, over some conflicts of what she would have to say in the next stage of her conservatorship case, which is back in court next Wednesday. And then, of course, in the past 24 to 48 hours, we've heard from her mum, Lynn Spears, who's filed paperwork for Britney to have her own lawyer. And then, of course, Paris Hilton, somebody you wouldn't expect to hear from. She and her pals have come out supporting Britney on her podcast, despite Britney saying that she didn't believe Paris Hilton had been abused at boarding school when she was talking in court back in June. So there's a lot going on. No doubt there'll be more twists and turns to come when that case goes back to court on Wednesday.
There is a lot going on there, isn't there? Hey,
there is. It's a very sort of detailed affair that needs to be sorted through quite significantly and quite slowly. But, it'll return to court again next week, where presumably Britney will file the formal sort of application to have that conservatorship ended. And then I guess we'll go from there.
Go from there. All right, now listen, Bruce Springsteen's in the spotlight. What's the story?
Yes, well, his daughter, Jessica, has been picked to be in America's big contingent of athletes heading to Tokyo in 16 days' time. It'll actually be her Olympics debut, competing in the equestrian side of things, the show jumping, I think they call it. But it's not her first rodeo. She's been doing this since she was 14 years of age. She's now 29, and she's ranked number 27 in the world. So she mustn't be too bad, I guess, we'll see how she goes when the games begin in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, that's good on her. Good luck to her. Of course, there won't be anybody there to watch, but announced overnight.
Oh, well, that's right. I'm a little bit surprised, actually, that they're actually going to be going ahead. But, it's a confusing situation, and I guess we'll just see how it all pays out. But, we'll see how she goes. Hopefully she doesn't take any medals away from our Australian athletes, of course. We'll watch with interest and see how she goes in a couple of weeks' time.
Before we wrap up, I do want to ask you a question. I'm very excited about this myself. Ash Barty. Oh, my God. I'm so nervous for her, Jay. I really am not. I just want her to win so much. I think it'll be great. for her, for Australia?
Indeed. It's been a long time since we've had an Aussie competing over there at Wimbledon, 40 years or something.
Yeah, 41.
I think it is. So, yeah, it'll be incredible if she takes it out. But, yes, just incredible to get to the position that she's in now. And what a fantastic human she is, Sue.
And just, you know, like this morning I heard her say something along the lines, she's never really spoken about it. She hasn't even dared to speak about it. And then just the journey to be, you know, to be able to talk about competing at that class, and here she is. It's just a great story, and I'm just praying. I'd love her to win. All right. Hey, look, we'll talk to you Monday morning. Looking forward to that.
Catch you then.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane Entertainment. It's 23 past 8. We've got all the latest news coming up for you next. I'll be back to wrap Brekkie shortly.
We've all changed the way we're living, but at River 1467, we still want to keep the great prizes coming.